Okay, today's daf Lamed Dalet. They're on Lamed Dalet on the top third line. So we're still in the middle of this. We finished off yesterday saying that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish learned from two dinim from one pasuk. The pasuk says b'chol kodesh lo siga, and what you learn from that pasuk is that it's an azhara, it's a warning not to eat kachin, and also not to touch kachin. If you eat kachin, you get kareis. If you touch kachin, you don't get kareis. Says the Gemara, v'akatin yivayle l'tame shachal basa kol shesnei zvika. But I still need this pasuk to tell me another thing, that if a tame person eats basar kodesh before zvika, that it's also not allowed. It's itmar, tame shachal basa kol shesnei zvika. If somebody does that, again, what's he doing? He's eating basar kodesh before zvika. Zvika is the matir. You're not allowed to eat basar kachin before zvika. Before zvika sadam. Rish Lakish amar loke, brachon amar meil loke. Rish Lakish amar loke, b'chol kodesh lo siga. Lo shna lefnei zvika, v'lo shna lachar zvika. Rabbi Yochanan amar eino loke, kitatani bardula, isya tumasa tumaso. He had a different day, Rish Lakish, from yesterday to teach that din. V'chi kasav hahu lachar zvika. Right? So that's what we're talking about after zvika. But the question remains, according to Rish Lakish, we have a third din now. The Gemara says, well, in K Lamakra Bikodesh. My Bechal Kodesh, since it says Bechal Kodesh, Shmamina Tarti, we learn all two, which is really all three, and therefore it's not Akasha, and that's how we end this discussion. Okay? Now we say Gufa. Okay? Gufa. Tame Sha'achal Basar Kodesh with Nezrika. If a Tame person eat Kudjim before Zrika, you have to realize something. Someone asked this morning earlier, this is probably an impossible thing to happen. Why? Because they did Shechita, they did Kabbalah, they did Halacha, and they did Zerika. How long did that take? It took about 2 minutes, right? So those 2 minutes, someone's going to have to take a piece of the meat from the animal that's just been shechted, sitting there, go cook it, and eat it before the Zerika. So again, it's one of those theoretical, it could happen, Cohen got delayed, took 2 hours, it's mutter if it takes 2 hours. Could happen. Again, it's one of those unlikely scenarios. So, what? The backup at the mizbeach. Exactly. Bending a line. Okay, it's shaking blood the whole time. So? I don't think anyone's allowed to. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Good question. So now, Rish Lakish Amar Loke, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loke, Amar Abaya, Machlokes Tumat Haguf. When is this Machlokes? The Machlokes is if you're Tame. Avol Tumat Basar, but if the Basar is Tame, then Divri Hakol Loke. Everybody would agree that Malchus. Again, only time is if you're Tame. If you're Tame, and you eat basar before the zrika, according to Rav Yochanan, there's no malchus. But if the basar is tameh, everybody agrees it's not. Damar kra, because the pasuk says like this. Now, this is a very strange pasuk, because we're going to have an extra word so many times. The pasuk is like this. The basar asher yiga b'chol tameh, any basar that a tummy person touches, lo yeyachel. It should not be eaten. Tummy person touches a basar, you can't eat it. Be'esh yisharei. Burn it. The habasar called tahar, yochal basar. What do you mean, yochal basar? What is it, yochal? It's the extra basar. So the extra basar says, the habasar, the extra of the habasar, l'rabos etim ulavona. Even wood or lavona that got tame, you also can't eat. The lav b'nei achilalinu, even though it's not even edible. You can't eat wood. It's not even edible. Somehow you eat that. Well, yeah. Afilu hachi, nevertheless, from the extra word basar, we're including anything you stick in your mouth, even if it's not edible. Right? Rabin hu kra. The pasuk is including that. So why should meat before Zrika be any different than wood? The answer is not any different than wood. Therefore, you eat wood. You eat basar before Zrika. Everybody would agree that that's halacha. You get Malka for that. What? That everyone agrees you're not allowed to do that. We're talking about before Zrika, because before Zrika, it's not really basar. It doesn't have the din, it doesn't have the status yet. It's quasi... Right, out of order, exactly. Rava Omar, Machlokes b'tumat haguf. So Machlokes is b'tumat haguf. Your tummy. Rabbi Shlokesh says, yes, Malchus. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Malchus. Aval, b'tumat basar, but if the meat is tummy, then divya kol inaloka. That's roughly the exact opposite of the value. Everybody would agree there's zero Malchus. Zero Malchus. Why? My time of why? This is what you're really driving at. Kiva delo karina be betumaso olav v'nichrusa. Since there will not be kares for eating this meat, why will there not be kares for eating this meat? Because there's no kares for eating meat before Zrika. Why? Because it's not really meat yet. Why? Because there's been no Zrika yet. Therefore, lo karina be, we don't apply the pasuk of. V'habasar asher yiga b'chol tameh lo yeyachel. You hear that? Therefore, since there won't be karei, there's no malchus. Very simple. Ah, says the Gemara v'mamar, just 2 seconds ago. V'habasar l'rabo teitim ulavona. But isn't Abaya correct? Doesn't the Brisa say, didn't the pasuk say, the word basar includes etzim and lavona, even things not edible. So why should you not get malchus for eating meat before Zrika? Why not? The pasuk's including every crazy thing. So the Gemara says, "Hacha ma'iskinan." Now you know why the etzim and lavona are different, because kigon shekidshu b'kli, because you will makadish them in a kli. Dinase kmi shekarvu kol matira. It's as if you've done all you have to do. What that means is as follows: a karvan only is considered complete where the isser of eating the meat will kick in when everything else is done. You've done all the zvika, you've done everything you're supposed to do. Then the isser kicks in. When it comes to wood, there's nothing to do. There is no wood. There's no carbon by wood. There's no procedure by wood. Right? It's not car. It's not. So when would this wood become eligible that if you eat it, you're going to have the din of buffalo? Says the Gemara, when it's Mekadesh in a Kli. Ditnan, like we learned in Me'ila, Kol, Dav, Sheyesh, Bo, Matirin, anything that has a procedure, basically, Mishakarvu, Matiro. Once you've done all the procedure, you've now got the ball rolling to be over any Averis you do regarding eating it. Kol, She'ein, Lo, Matirin. But if there's nothing that's going to mock their eating, why is nothing? Because there's nothing to do, then you're Chayev Kares, Mishakidesh, B'Kli, when you put it into a Kli. That's why Eitzim and Lavona are different than meat before Zrika. Because Eitzim and Lavona, you've done all you have to do. You've put it into a kli. You've been Mekadesh. Once you do that, you eat it, you chayav karet. Why? Because it's just basar. When it comes to meat before Zrika, it can't be chayav anything. You haven't done anything yet. That's why it's different. So the machlok is a buy-in row. Next. Itmar, hamala every behemot tumei agabe mizbeach. If somebody places the evarim of a non-kosher animal, like a horse or a camel or a bear, he places the limb of a non-kosher animal on the mizbeach. Rish Lakish amar loke, Rabbi Yochanan amar ain't a loke. Rish Lakish says you get malchus for that. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get malchus for that. Rish Lakish amar loke, you get malchus for that. Why? Because it says in the Torah, in the second pasuk in Vayikra, it says, "Min ha-behema, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon, takrivu es korbanchem." Tahora in kosher animals, yes. Tameya lo, non-kosher animals, no. Now, lav habal mechlala say, lokin alo. What is this? Torah says only bring kosher animals. Where does Torah say that? Min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon, kosher animals. only bring kosher animals. So if you go ahead and bring a non-kosher animal, what did you do? You violated an asid. I'm supposed to only bring X, but I brought Y. So I violated an asid. Says Rish Lakish, if you violate an asid, you get malchus for that. I'm supposed to bring an esrog. But instead of bringing an esrog, I brought a lemon. I brought a pomegranate. I violated, you get malchus for that? Rabbi Yochanan Amar ain't loken alav. Lav shel b'klal mitabav b'chal say ain't loken alav. You don't get malchus for that. And by the way, you don't get malchus for that. We're going to change your shlokas. Shlokas can't mean that. So you didn't do your mitzvah. You don't get malchus for that, right? If it's a low sase, you get malchus. If you violate an asse, you don't get malchus. Right, it's an assay. It's an assay that you violated. Now, most assays are violated by doing nothing. For example, I'm not putting on tefillin. I'm not doing anything. I'm not putting up that mezuzah. I'm not benching. That's how most assays are violated. They're violated by not doing anything. Sometimes, you can, there's no way to violate a tefillin with an
somebody
else
put up plug.
No. Nothing happened. Now, most assays, you violate, I guess, by doing nothing. I'm not putting on tefillin today. I'm just not doing it. So the day goes by, you move out to the mitzvah assay of putting on tefillin. Some assays, you can violate by doing a maisa. This is one of them. I'm doing the maisa by bringing the wrong animal. Violating the assay. The Torah said only bring kosher animals. And I'm going ahead and bring a non-kosher animal. Right? That could be a separate, that's what they asked this morning. It could be a separate low sase to that. We're going to have it in a minute by kasha. Because we have like this. Says the Gemara, Basa Rabbi Yirmiyahu, wait a minute. Says in the Torah, Osu Tochelu, these are the following animals you're allowed to eat. Kosher animals. Velo behemoth tmeya. The implication is, don't eat a non-kosher animal. Now, there's a separate low sase, not to eat trade. I'm not talking about that low sase. I'm talking about the ase. Lav abav mechal ase. If you violate, this is another one. You're supposed to eat kosher animals. What if you eat a non-kosher animal? You violated the ase of only eating kosher. Right? You hear that? It's a separate law. There is a law. There is. It's a separate, I'm not talking about that law. The ase. It's an ase to eat kosher. So if I go ahead and I eat non-kosher, what happened? What did I do? I violated an assay. Like I said, so most assays are violated by doing nothing. No, the assay says, eat kosher. Eat kosher. You didn't. No, but you went ahead and did what the Torah said not to do. But the Torah said not to do it in a positive way. No, because it's not against. It's not against what the Torah said to do. We're going to have you, what you're alluding to, we're going to have in a few minutes. What? Yes, so let me tell you, the Gemara is going to say this, I'll tell it to you now. Let's say your father says, do me a favor, bring me carrots. So you call, Dad, I brought you carrots, also brought you cucumbers. Did you violate what he asked you to do? No, the answer is no, you didn't. What if he says, I don't want anything but carrots? Only bring me carrots. Here I am. I brought you carrots. They also brought you. But he told you not to do that. Right? You violated. But that's what's going on here. Torah's only eat kosher. You went ahead and ate non-kosher. You violated an assay. There's no malchus for that. It could only be malchus for violating a low assay. So what on earth is the shlokish talking about? The answer is we had it wrong. We have the whole story wrong. Can't be true. It can't be true. Yes, absolutely. But it's not kosher. It's not kosher. It's a broad thing. Amar le Rabbi Yaakov or Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlafta, like halfway down Amud Aleph. Asperolach. Let me tell you what really went on over there. This is the story that happened there. Can't be what we said. Doesn't make any sense. Here's the story. Everybody agreed that if you bring a non-kosher animal onto the mizbeach, there is no malchus for that. Why? because you've only violated an asay. There's no malchus to that. Here's what you did do. Ki pligi, where's the key? Be chaya. You brought a kosher chaya. There's no carbon that has a kosher chaya on it. No such carbon. That's what you did. Now, v'hachi itmar. And here's how the machlokas went down. Rabbi Yochanan amar over basay. Rabbi Yochanan says you violated an asay. Why? Because the Torah said only bring kosher, only bring behema, only bring tzav, bakar, tzon, right? The farm animals. Not deer. Rish Lakish amar, ain't over below klum. That's Rish Lakish. You've done nothing wrong. Now, we went from him saying you get malchus, now he's nothing wrong. Now, how can Rish Lakish say he did nothing wrong? Rabbi Yochanan amar over ba'asei, you violated an asei, behema in, chaya lo. Animals, yes. Chaya, no. Rish Lakish amar eino over a love below klum. Not over anything. Why not? I said only bring behema. Ha'ula mitzvah. Yeah, that's a preference. That's a preference. The mitzvah, you bring behema. What if you bring a chaya? It's not a behema. You don't do anything wrong. All right, it's not a preference. Because it's an asay. What? It's just a preference. Right, you're not chayav malchus. You overgive, over masay. You violated masay. What do you do about that? You do tshuva. Right, you do tshuva about it. No malchus. Right. So we always have this idea that a carbon ola is a kapara for violating an asay. That's a standard explanation of what an ola. My question is that only if you did nothing or if you even did a maisa? A guy didn't bench. So he feels terrible about it. Now, tshuva? Of course he did tshuva. Next time he'll never forget. But Lamaisa, so such a person brings an ola. So does he bring an ola if he doesn't violate the nasei with a maisa? That I don't know. Why? Right. You violated the nasei. Right. So they're right. So you didn't do anything wrong. There are tayag mitzvot, and you're not doing it. 100%. By the way, I'll give you an even better one. Meshach Hachma asked this question. So how do you do tshuva for that? But next time I'm going to bench. Next time you have to bench anyway. What's a tshuva? Next time I have to bench anyway. Right? I'm never gonna do that again. Next time I'm going to bench. Next time you have to bench anyway. You have to bench anyway. So the Mishnah Chachma has a whole piece how tshuva is state with your words, state with your mouth. I made a mistake. That's tshuva. I made a mistake. Next time, of course, I'll have to bench next time, no matter what. Now, that's not the issue. This is I get down on my hands and knees and I acknowledge. Okay, we're getting off topic. Anyway, Masiv Rava, now we're going to prove Rish Lakish dead wrong. Why? What did Rish Lakish say? That if you bring a chaya, you did nothing wrong. All right, you didn't do mitzvah in a mufkar. But you've done nothing wrong. Now we're going to prove that's not true. Why? Masav Rava, Ilu Nemar, Karban Lashem Behema. If the Pasuk would have said, Karban Lashem Behema, then Rish Lakish would be correct. Why? Hayizi Omar, I would have said, Chaya Bechlal Behema. A Chaya is included in Behema. Behema is a more broad word. The word Behema includes everything, even Chaya. How do I know that? Shnemar, like it says in Dvarim, V'es ha-behem asher tochelu, shar, tekvasim, teizim, ayil, utzvi. What's a tzvi? Tzvi is a chay. So we start off by saying, these are the behema you're allowed to eat. And then what do we include in there? Chayah. So what do you see? Chay is included in behema. Had the pasuk in Perek, in Vayikra, told me just that, Rish Lakish would be correct. However, Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says bakar for tzon. What's bakar and tzon? Bakar and tzon are behemoths. They're not chayim. Bakar v'tzon amar tilacha. No, says the Torah. I only want bakar and tzon. V'lo chaya. I don't want a chaya. Yachal lo yavi. So I would think, fine, Torah doesn't want a chaya. However, vim hevi kosh. What if I did bring a chaya? It's a big deal. If I brought one, it's a big deal. So the Gemara says, Halamadet, Halamadet Dova, you know what this is like? L'talmud sh'amal rabo. Talmud says to the Rebbe says to the Talmud, Havi lichitim, bring me some wheat. V'havi lo chitim u'sa'orim, he brings wheat and barley. Ain't a maver al dvar. Didn't violate what the master said. Ella, Moshe al dvaro. He did what he asked, and plus more. So that's kosher, by the way. That's kosher. So if the Torah would have said, I only want you to bring me, please bring me X. You bring X plus Y. Nothing wrong with that. Torah says, you know what? You want to bring kabbalas? I have to bring it from animals. So some people bring from animals. Sometimes they bring from chayes. That wouldn't be a problem. However, Talmud Lomar, Bakar Fitzon. It's Bakar Fitzon. Bakar Fitzon, Amar Tilcha, Velo Chaya. Halama Zedoma, you know what this is like? Talmud Shamal Rabo, Al Tavili Ella Chitim. I only want Chitim. Nothing else. Dehevi Lo Chitim Us Orim. Now, the guy goes and brings Chitim and Orim. That's an answer to that. Ain't no Mosif Al Dvarov. That's not a case of being Mosif. Ella Mavir Al Dvarov. You're violating what he wants. Puzzle. That's puzzle. You know what? Tiyofta de Rish Lakish Tiyofta. The Rish Lakish is wrong. You're not allowed to bring a chayav. You do that, you violate an asay. Why? Because you're going against the Torah. That pasuk was just there to prove the idea that a tzvi, which is a chaya, is considered a behemoth. Those cases come up with mekach and memkach. Because I want to buy three behemoths from you. They sell three deer. I guess they're behemoth. I didn't ask the deer. No, it's concluded. Right? It's included. It's not a full sale. It's included. However, when the Torah goes out of its way to say, I only want carbonos from X, give me Y. Right? Yeah, there's no way you can get out of it. How do you get out of this? How's the Shlachish getting out of it? Torah says in black and white. Only bring X. You can't bring Y. Shlachish is wrong. Malchus? Okay, no, you don't get Malchus. The technical reason you can't get Malchus. Because it's phrased as an asay. We have a rule, no Malchus for that. Fine. Look at Naveira. Now, this next part here is quite hard. The Mishnah said, the Kulon Shekivlu, anybody who's allowed to do Shechita, even though they're not allowed to do anything else, right? They're allowed to do tzvika, a woman, or an Ebed, or a Yisrael, but they do shechita they're allowed to do. So the Mishnah said, they can be mefagel, they can do pigle, when they do the shechita. Right? Okay. So the Gemara, by my name, Rish Lakish Meir B'Yochanan. Someone's puzzled to do the avoda. Puzzled person. But, he does the avoda anyway. Puzzled does the avoda anyway. Ma sheyaseh shirayim. What happens to the leftover blood? What does that mean? That means as follows. A tamei person does zrika. Right? So there's two ways to look at this zrika. Number one, by a puzzle person doing zrika, they've ruined the animal. They've ruined it. Why? Because they're puzzle. They ruin the animal. The animal's sitting there. It's garbage. Or is there another way to look at it? A possible person did Zrika, that doesn't count. Get a tar person, a regular person, to do the Zrika. Let him go back to the animal, take out more blood, and do it right. That's the question. Right? Puzzle, a possible person, Maushiyasa Shirayim. What does a possible person Zrika do to the rest of the animal? They're really focusing on the rest of the animal. Can I salvage this carbon or not? Can I salvage this carbon out? How do we view the possible person doing Zrika? Does it make the carbon salvageable or not? Okay? That's the question. Amale, so Rabbi Yochanan answers back to Rish Lakish, Ein Oseh Shrayim, there's no way to salvage an animal, Ella, unless Chutz Lizmano, Chutz Limkoma. Unless the psul is related to chutz l'zman or chutz l'machom, meaning unless the psul is a pigle psul, hoil umaratzeh lipigulo. Since the Torah allows pigle to happen, a puzzle person a woman does shkita. While she's allowed to do that, she's puzzled to do zrika. But while she does shkita, she's dreaming how the zrika is going to be done no good. She's having this bad machshava. What's the din? Pigle's created. Only there will we allow the carbon to be redone, possibly. Only there. Why? Because the Torah created this idea that she can make pigle. There's a logic to that. If you look at it another way, there's a logic to that. Okay? That's the end of the discussion. So it's a little hard. You hear this? Since she can create pigle, that's the only time where a puzzle can, where a puzzle's actions can be salvaged. However, let's say a puzzle person does the shkita, which they're allowed to do, and they get so excited, they do the kabbalah, they do the zrika, they do it. Just hit the cover's over. There's no way to salvage it. Kohen now can go back and get more dan and do it right. Too bad. The only time that we allow this fixing up is if the problem was pigle. Why? Torah says. Basically, it's Torah says. Okay? Next case. Rizvid Masni Hachi. Rizvid heard the discussion between Rishlakish and Yochanan as follows. Barmenei Rishlakish and Yochanan. Kos puzzle. What about a kos of dam that got puzzled? How did it get puzzled? Because a fellow, Cohen, took the dam, went outside the Azar with it. The halacha is, once you go outside, it's puzzled. Mahu. What's the din? Shiyasa Shirai. Right, what happened? His wife was calling him from outside. He went outside. He forgot, I have the dam in my hand. Can I go back now and redo it? Right, did I blow it? Can I? So Amalei, puzzle gufe my svirla. Forget asking about the blood. What about a puzzle himself? E puzzle mashve shirayim. If a puzzle person can salvage the behema, then kos puzzle nami mashve. And a kos can also salvage the e puzzle lo mashve shirayim. And if a puzzle person cannot salvage, kos puzzle nami lo mashve shirayim. Then a puzzle person will, then a kos puzzle will also not salvage. Okay, there's nothing I can say about that. A third way. Kos, mao shiyachu es chadero dachui, o shirayim. What that means is as follows. The halacha is, took the dam from the behema, and he sprinkled it on the mizbeach. What they had left over in the cup, what do you do with that? That's called shirayim. And you pour it onto the yesod of the mizbeach. What if a person took two cups? Why he did that, I don't know. Why would a Kohen do that, I don't know. But he took two cups. He doesn't need two cups. One cup's enough. He has two cups. With one cup, he does the zrika. What happens to the other cup now? Does the other cup have the din of shrine? Or has the din of garden? Not Kamina, where it gets spilled. That's the question we're asking. Okay? So Amalei, by the way, this question is a plumsa. The Rebbe Elazar, Reb Shimon, Reb Anan. It's a machlokas, by the way. Titania, because the Brisa says like this: Lemaila in the parasha in the Torah dealing with a nothing who's bringing a carbon chatos, it says, who Omer, it says, the estamo yishpoch, the blood gets poured down the yisod. Lemata, but when dealing with a regular carbon chatos, who Omer, it says, the eskol damo yishpoch. Yes, called Dama. Right? Minayin lechata shekibel Dama ba'arba kosos. V'nosan matana achas zeh u'matana achas mizeh. Shekula nishpachin liyasod. What if a person takes four cups? Doesn't need four cups. He takes four cups. And with each cup, he does one sprinkle. So if the guy did that, he used each cup, right? All four cups have the din of Shirayim, and it all gets poured down the Yisod. Tamad lo amar betz kol dama yishbo. What if a guy takes four cups and only uses one? Yachal im nasad arba matanos mikos echad. Did he pour it in the Yisod? Yeah. Yachal, I would have thought. Nasan arba matanos mikos echad. Took four cups, he only used one. Yay, kulan ishbach in the Yisod. So the other three cups can still be poured on the Yisod. Tamad lo amar no, but yes, damo. No. So how ketad? How does it all jive? Hu nishbach li yisod? Yes, the dam that you use, the leftover cup, that gets poured down. The hain, the rest of the three, nishbach in la'ama. It goes to the ama. That's what's the ama? It was in the azara. That's where the puzzle stuff would go, and it would get taken out to Nachal Kidron. Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon Omer, no, he says no. Menayin lechata shekibel dam of arba koso. You poured four cups of blood, but v'nasan arba matanos because echad. You only used one. Shekulam mishpachan liyisod. They're all okay. Tamadom v'es kol dam yishpo. So what do you see? It's a machlokes. Why we start off the case, right? Rabba Abaye asks Rabba or Rava. What do I do if I have two cups? One I use, one I don't use. What's the second cup? There's a bias in the focus. Okay? I boxiv yes dama yishpoch. What does Rabbi Eliezer of Shimon do with that pasuk? I'm Rabashi, Ahu, Lamute, Shirayim, Shematav Rabahema. Now that comes to exclude the Shirayim that's still in the still is sitting in the neck of the animal. That can't be part of the Yisod. That's already real. That's real extra. And that gets to the Amma, going to the Kidron Valley. On the horns or on the top? On the bottom of the base. The base. The leftover. Whatever's left over in the cup. Right. What happened here? He poured two cups. And he used one. Yeah. You take it outside, maybe? I don't know. That's what you pour. That's what you pour into yourself. Yeah. There's a drain, no? There were two things. I remember there were two things. There were pictures where they would pour mamash on the mezeh. It would just go to the floor, and then there were the holes. What the difference is, I don't know. Sure. Right. Now, next mishnah said, kibel hakasher v'nasan l'pasul. There were three cases, and there were really four cases. The mishnah was number three. Number one was he was kosher person. He gave it to a pasul person. What did the mishnah say? Give it back. Had it in your right hand. You put it in your left hand. What did the Mishnah say? Put it back. You had it in a kli that was kodesh. You put it into a kli that was not kodesh. What did the Mishnah say? Put it back. Fourth case was, the blood spilled, and the Mishnah said, scoop it up. But we're not going to discuss that. So now the Gemara says like this. Utsricha. All three cases are necessary. Why? Diashmi inan, pasul. If I only had the case of pasul, giving it to a pasul person, I would have thought, you know why you gave it to a puzzle person, you can give it back? My puzzle, B'tamei, because it's probably Tamei, to Kivon, D'chazi La'avodas Tzibur, because Tamei people can work if the whole Tzibur is Tamei. So you know why you can give it to a puzzle person, and the puzzle person can give it back? Because sometimes the puzzle person is okay. Aval, small, low. You put it in your left hand, you blew it. He goes, wait, Fishman, it's small. If it only would have the case of a left hand, you know why you can put it in your left hand, you can put it back in your right hand? The Islay Heksheva, Biyom HaKippurim. On Yom Kippur, by the way, the Kollel has to use his left hand. So there's sometimes the left hand is not so terrible. Therefore, you put it in your left hand, put it back. Avo L'Kli Chol, you put it into a Kli that's not Kodesh, low. Something you can do about that. V'yashmi'in on L'Kli Chol, and if you only would have to have the case of Kli Chol, you should dechaze L'Kachinu. Because I could fix this kli chol. How? I can mekadesh it right now. I could turn it into kodesh. Therefore, if you put it into a kli chol, put it back. I will hand up. But the other cases, aim a low. I would say there's no etza. Kamash v'lan. All three cases are mentioned. And the Gemara asks a fascinating question, which is b'lehavilei dichoy. Wait a minute. Don't we have a rule that once something is blown, it's blown? Once something is no good, it's It's no good. How could you make it yes good? There's a machaber that said that. If Yontif begins and you have a shofar that was stolen, right, or a lulav that doesn't have the berries on the hadas, it's dichoy. There's nothing you can do about that. Because once something is not usable, you can't undo that. How are we undoing this? Put it in your left hand, nah, put it back in your right hand. What do you mean? You put it in your left hand, it's blown. You can do a vodou with your left hand. How are we undoing that? Then you just put it back. How do you undo that? You're not allowed to, but that, you're carrying it. Carrying one of the avodas. Yeah, on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen's holding five different things, we let him use his left hand. Yeah, that's a problem. So we had that discussion, if you're standing still. Let's say you're walking. So what did the Mishnah say? Yeah, put it back in your right hand. Don't worry about it. What do you mean don't worry about it? It's a dichui here. So the Gemara says, it's a machlokes. Well, two answers we're going to give. Answer number one, Amar Le'Ravina Le'Ravashi, Hachi Amar Ravina, Ravidipi Mishnah Rava, Hamani, Chanan HaMitzvi, who, it's the opinion of Chanan HaMitzvi, the less late Dichoyin, doesn't hold the whole thing of Dichoyin. Titania, because we know that by an Onyam Kippur, there were two animals, there were two goats, a Seir LaShem and a Seir LaZazel. And we know that they were bought together, they were the same size, same lottery. What happened if one of them died? So the standard opinion is, you need two new ones. Why? Because they have to go hand in hand. So Chanan HaMitzvi Omer, Afilu Dam Bekos, Maybe Chaveru Umazaviglo. Even if the Dam's already in the cup, meaning we've shechted the Lashem already, and now the Lazazel died, says the Chanan HaMitzvi, go bring another one. Two more? Nah, I don't hold from Zichui. So bring one more, don't worry about it. That's one answer. Rabashi Omer, Kol Shebiyado Lo Dafi. Anything that you can fix, that's not a dichul problem. You could fix it, it's not a dichul problem. Armor of Shaya, funny name, Armor of Shaya. Kavased Ravashi Mastabra. I think Ravashi is correct. Man Shemasle Isle Dichuyin. Who holds to this concept of dichuy? Rabbi Yehuda. Titnan. Vodam Rabbi Yehuda. Nishbach Adam. If the blood of the Seir Lashem spilled, Yomus HaMishtaleach. The Seir Mishtaleach has to die. Why? Because its partner is gone. Meit HaMishtaleach, if the Seir HaMishtaleach died, Yishboch Adam, then the Seir of the Hashem has to be spilled out. Why? Because its partner is gone. Vishma'in and Lei, and we said about that, the Amar, Kol Shebiyado Lo HaVidichui. But if you have the power to fix it, if you have the power to undo it, it's not considered Dichui. Tidanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kos Echad Haya Mamalei Midama Tarobeth. Let's say, Erev Pesach. It's crazy busy. A million people, they're bringing carbon Pesach. And what happened? Someone's dam spilled. Someone's dam spilled. So what is the Rebbe to say? To scoop it up. Kos Echad Haya Mamalei Midama Tarobeth. There was one cup that had a lot of blood, different bloods in it. Bizarko Zrik Achas. Can I get Hayitzot? And they would sprinkle that blood. Why? Fix it. The blood spilled. Not the end of the world. If you have the power to fix it, to scoop it up, and you sprinkle it. Shmamina, you're right. Kol Shebiyado Lo HaVidichui. If it's in your power, it's not considered a dichui. Shmamina, that's a good raya. So that's the answer to this question. How can, if I put it in my left hand, it's not a dichui? The answer is because you can undo that. Just put it back in your right hand. When do we say dichui? When you're stuck. If you're not stuck, fix it. All right? We'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow.